Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The Stockholm-based cargo and freight company Einride begins daily deliveries via an electric driverless truck on a public road in Sweden. The company is in talks with suppliers to scale production and has not ruled out partnerships with trucking companies. It hopes to partner with the manufacturer by next year. Google is rolling out a redesigned smart display UI with new home screen. Google revealed the new interface on the Nest Hub Max at their I/O conference last week. It is now rolling out Nest Hub, and the update removes the weather forecast card, though a full screen view remains available. Some Linksys routers are leaking data, including whether the router's default passwords remain in effect, according to a security researcher, Troy Musk. 20,000 plus units currently allow attackers to obtain lists of every device ever connected, including operating system and device name. It could enable targeted attacks, and Linksys says it fixed the vulnerability in 2014. Microsoft partners with General Assembly on AI Education Initiative. The companies will establish standards and credentials for AI skills and plan to educate 15,000 people over the next 3 years. They also plan to develop scalable AI training solutions for companies. Google has suspended business with Huawei that requires the transfer of hardware and software products except those covered by open-source licenses, a source close to the matter told Reuters on Sunday, in a blow to the Chinese technology company that the US government has sought to blacklist around the world. Huawei will immediately lose access to updates to the Android operating system, and the next version of its smartphones outside of China will also lose access to popular applications and services including Google Play Store and Gmail app. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.